Hi, this is Maddie Rose, host of The Fame Game, and this is Our Future is Missing. Please be on the lookout for Lauren Spirer. She is 20 years old and went missing from Bloomington, Indiana, June 3rd, 2011 at 4:30 a.m. She is Caucasian, 4'11", 95 pounds, with blue eyes and blonde hair. She was wearing a white tank top, a white button-down shirt, and full-length black spandex pants. If you know of Lauren's whereabouts, please contact the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's hotline, 1-800-THE-LOST or 1-800-843-5678. To see a picture of Lauren, please click on the link on the Voice America homepage, Our Future is Missing, or go to ourfutureismissing.com. Thank you.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America. This is VoiceAmericaKids.com.
Welcome to American Pulse on the Voice America Kids channel. Our show will bring you tomorrow's leaders today, and we'll also share what kids just like you are doing to make a difference. Now,
American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network. So today, we're in November now. I know we've had a month off, month of October. We had a lot of things going on. I recently just got back from a student government convention in Alabama. It was called SASC, the Student Association of Student Councils. It was a lot of fun. It was definitely a learning experience, that's for sure. It was all of the student councils of the Southern region. There was student councils from Florida, Georgia, Arkansas, South Carolina, North Carolina, just everywhere. And there was like probably about 2,000 kids in one little small town in Athens, Alabama, in this one school for 3 days. It was like a week trip, and it was so much fun. I got to meet so many different people. I definitely, in our workshops, when we'd say something interesting about us, I'd be like, oh, well, I have a radio show, and everyone was so fascinated by that. So they all got it up on their computers, and they pulled up the radio show. So if any of you guys are listening, what's up? I miss you all. You guys were a great group of kids. Anyhow, so from that, I met a lot of people. It was a great learning experience, and I hope that my leadership skills are improving from that. The only negative part of the trip was there was an 18-hour bus ride on the way back. On the way there, it wasn't too bad. Like, I just slept mainly the entire time. But on the way back, we passed out. Like, we left at 12, and we passed out, and then when we woke up, I woke up just sweating, just horrible at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I thought I was the only person up, and then I start seeing everyone else agitated, sweating, like wiping their faces. Everyone's like, oh, God, I thought I was in a movie or something. I look, and everyone is just dripping sweat. I'm like stripping off my jackets, and turns out that the air conditioning's broken. So for the rest of that 10-hour ride, we had no AC. It was not very pleasant, but let's just say when we reached land, we were hugging and kissing our parents, and they're like, wow, I didn't know you missed us that much. But yeah, overall, it was a good experience, minus that little mishap. But anyway, I have a very special guest with me today. Her name is Kelsey. Care to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Kelsey.
She's a senior at Pompano.
I'm a senior at Pompano.
she works at Chick-fil-A.
I do. I work at Chick-fil-A.
And she's also a ardent student politician, as many of the students are at Pompano High.
Yeah, one of the more vocal
ones.
Politicians in
yes,
school.
Yes, that's for sure. That's why I wanted to have her on my show today and tell us a little bit about her experiences in class and how that is. So tell me a little bit, what government class are you in right now?
I think technically it's economics right now because, you know, we like switch quarters or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, American government and economics. It's just honors. I'm not in AP, but like there's a large group of us in that class that all kind of like agree politically, and we like we know kind of like what we're talking about. You know, the majority of the class just is completely oblivious to politics and economics and everything that goes on in the world.
That's how I feel too.
Yeah.
Like in my honors class, I'm the only one that ever knows anything that I'm talking about. And people look at me like I'm some nerd.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry, I like watch the news and I care about what's going on.
Yeah. See, luckily there's like seven of us in my class. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, it kind of makes our teacher mad sometimes. Like, today got pretty out of hand.
Oh, really?
She doesn't agree with us.
What happened?
Like, we were talking about, I think we started talking about Occupy Wall Street and...
Oh, gosh.
Oh, actually, I brought up that, I brought up something about unemployment and about how, like, you know, some Americans won't take, like, extreme low-level jobs.
Yeah.
And, like, if they did, that would fix unemployment and stuff. And she was talking about, like, oh, well, if your parents... You know, if your parents had lost their jobs, you know, they would take money from the government too, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you don't know that, you know, you don't know that what my parents would do. Like, some people's parents would, if they, like, lost their jobs, take lower-paying jobs rather than, like, live off the government, you know? Mm-hmm. So, that was just annoying.
Well, so what is your stand on unemployment? Because I personally, I've had a, not a personal experience, not me, definitely not me, but someone I know, they... Like, it's just kind of how people are, how people get unemployment is kind of vague. Like, there should be a certain standard. I know someone who got, they didn't get laid off or they didn't get fired, or they got fired, but they got fired for illegal reasons. And this person still qualified for unemployment. Yeah. Is this not right? That just, what is that saying to everyone else? Like, okay, go do drugs. Go cheat from your business. Like,
And then the government will pay you nothing.
Yeah. Then the government will give you money to just sit on your butt and whatever. You get 300 bucks a week or whatnot.
Like they claim there's, like, limits to it that, you know, you can't be on it for a certain amount of time and blah, blah, blah. But people find ways to cheat it. You know, there's people who live off of it for forever.
Yeah. Of course. And, I mean, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. Definitely not. But there needs to be restrictions.
Yeah, it's definitely good to have a safety net, obviously. But... I feel like it's
extremely
abused in this country. And yeah.
So anyway, moving on to this Occupy Wall Street situation. What? I don't even understand it.
Yeah, and I feel like they don't understand it either.
Yeah, like since it's been such a big deal, since it's been such a big deal, I really don't. And no one even knows, like, the purpose of them being there.
We were talking about it today, too, in class. I think someone said that this girl brought up, apparently the original reason was, what was it, some act. But I think it's pretty much them just, like, not being upset about corruption in, like, the banks and Wall Street and stuff. But, you know, it just got, like, so out of hand that now it's, it's pretty much anyone who's just, like, mad about something shows up there. Like, I saw
this video. They're the 1%.
Yeah.
1% of what?
Exactly. I put this video, actually, on my Facebook where it was, like, it was this guy holding up a sign, and it just said, I hate stuff, too. And I thought that was pretty funny.
Because, I hate stuff, too?
Yeah. And the guy interviewing him was like, oh, what does this mean? He's like, yeah, you know, I hate stuff, too. He's just, like, standing there.
Yeah, like, what are they trying to accomplish?
Exactly. And then there's this other video about this, like, I guess he was a college kid. Uh-huh. And he had a sign, and it was like, pay my tuition, something, something, something. And the interviewer was like this British guy, and he was asking him, like, why should someone pay your tuition? And he was like, oh, because I want them to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I heard that, like, the rich don't pay taxes, blah, blah, blah. And the interviewer was like, actually, you know, the rich pay the majority of the taxes in this country, you know? And by the end of, like, the guy questioning him, it just got down to, like, the interviewer was like, oh, so it's pretty much you're holding up a Christmas list of what you want people to give you. And the guy was like, yeah, pretty much.
It's the thing is, everyone feels so entitled.
Yeah.
We, as kids even, I'm not totally disregarding myself even.
No, but our generation is extremely entitled. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we're not. We think we are. Because we've been so spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really frightens me, is just in the next 10 years, our generation is going to be governing
the society.
The ones after
us, like the ones, like my, I have a stepsister who's like 5 years younger than me. And granted, she's a specific case, but she has more technology than me. I'm pretty sure she has an iPad by now. She has like an iPhone, she has an iTouch, all this stuff. Like I just have a phone and an iPod. and that's it. And I feel like these kids are just being brought up in these they just get all this technology all the time, and they have no, human interaction.
That's true.
And it's just,
Well, we're going to wrap it up for now. Stay right here. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm your host, Alexa J. Keep it right here.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids. Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation, our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Kids.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
And we're back. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm here with my friend, Kelsey, and we were just talking about some of the issues going on. We were talking about Occupy Wall Street. What else were we talking about?
Technology, school, I don't know.
Anyway.
Our generation.
Yeah, just the demise of our generation. I love how we talk so much smack about
our own age.
Hopefully there'll be some improvement in the future. When people, I think when we go to college and we get that slap of reality.
Yeah, hopefully.
You know? Because we're so spoiled. When we go to college, we're going to have to be paying for things on our own, unless, you know, mommy and daddy still sends you that check. But it'll still be the responsibility of having to make your own food, paying bills, going to not having your mom to be there and say, go to class, you know.
Wake up.
You have the choice to either party or study.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works out. But anyway, when, like you were saying, how your little sister has all this technology, you really think that the technology is going to, take over the social aspects of the next generation?
It's ridiculous. Think about, personally, I know I spend a lot of time on Facebook, and it's really bad.
I know, I do too.
I'll sit there and I'll scroll through, and I'll be like, why am I even here? None of this is interesting.
Yeah, why do I care what John has to say to Jill? I really don't.
Yeah.
But I look at it anyway.
But, yeah, and then the kids, 5 or 6 years younger than us are growing up on this. You know, we only started when we were in, middle school. They're growing up on this stuff.
That's true.
And I think it's just limiting their actual, human ability to interact with each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you hear about the kindergartners in, I think it was Maine? They were being the funds, I think it was a public school, and taxpayers' dollars were going to give iPads to kindergartners for interactive reading. For reading. I'm like, what?
Wow.
iPads? Like, I don't even get an iPad because I'm irresponsible.
So, like, how much are they? Like, $300 like per one? I don't know.
I don't know, but that's like a publicly funded education. Taxpayers for kindergartners to get iPads.
You see, I feel so bad for books. Like, come on, when books are
right, Kindle
books are getting thrown in the trash. I was watching, you know, these commercials for like the LeapFrog. Like, they're coming out with these LeapFrogs that are pretty much LeapPads, mm-hmm. whatever they're called. That they're pretty much like iPads now. And they're like, oh, like pretty much you don't need books. You have it on this little electronic thing. You know,
sooner or later, so bad for these like books. Sooner or later, our teachers are going to turn into robots. Mm-hmm. And
for real, why would they pay a live person?
Yeah.
A robot can do the job.
So true. Yeah. I was actually watching today on CNN, this student, she has a severe dairy allergy, which hinders her from even attending school. Wow. So they made this robot in person of her to, like, go to school. And, like, there's a video, like, she sits in front of her computer for 6 hours for the time span of school, and, like, it's a little, like, TV screen in the middle of the robot, and it just wheels around to her classes.
Oh my God.
And, like, sits next to her friend at lunch, so she won't, like, miss out on the high school experience.
But that is so weird. Is it, like, Skype? Like, do they talk through it, or is it just, like, a video?
It's like Skype, like... She talks, she asks questions. I guess she has, like, a control where she could raise her hand.
Arm.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
I know, but how weird is that? Like, imagine for her friends, like, talking, yo, what's up? Like,
yeah.
So you heard about that, you know?
Like, I put, like, a picture of her on it. That's so weird.
I know. Well, you could see her in it, though. Like, there's the video. Like,
yeah,
there's, like a computer screen in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great for her, though. She still gets to have, you know, much of the high school experience while she's at home.
Yeah, but it's weird. Like, where would you draw the line if, like, you know, I don't feel like going to school today. Can I just send my robot, you know? Is that illegal? Does
that's
that count
true.
As me?
I know.
Am I absent? Like,
that's true. But it's kind of inevitable. Like, the technology takeover is completely out of our control.
Yeah.
No matter how much
exactly.
we think.
Exactly. That's what scares me the most, is that there's nothing you can do about it. It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Regardless.
And Apple, man, they're just what can they possibly come up with next?
Oh, I was talking about this with someone the other day. Actually, I'm thinking in like 15 years there's not gonna be other phones. I feel like it's just gonna be you're gonna have an iPhone and that's it.
Like communism.
Yeah, pretty much, but not, you know, government forced. Because the iPhone, yeah, sure, there's, like, Android phones that are just as good, but...
They're not as good. They're not the iPhone.
They're not. Exactly. It's still not the iPhone. As close as it is, it's still not. And Apple just comes up with this stuff, like, so fast.
And with iTunes, like, is there any other... I don't know any other music outlet where you can actually purchase music. Like,
Napster, because Napster, you don't get to keep it, I don't think. Napster,
really?
Yeah, Napster, you, like... buy it, and then if you end your subscription, you don't have the music anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Apple is just making a fortune right now, man.
They've got the laptops, they've got the iPods, they've got the pads, they've got iTunes, they've got everything.
Well, the next thing I think they're coming out with, I read an article, is the Apple TV, where it's like a TV, but it's holographic, of course.
Oh, my God.
So you don't need – it's like – it's going to project 3D images, and you don't – that won't require you to wear 3D glasses.
That's creepy. 3D freaks me out.
You think everything's creepy.
Technology scares me. It
oh
does.
My gosh.
I don't like going to 3D movies.
Do you? You really don't?
No. Well, that's just because most of them hurt my eyes, actually.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't find it comfortable. Actually, I did see the Glee movie in 3D, and that was okay.
You have an obsession with Glee.
I know. I love Glee.
I can honestly say I've never watched...
Oh, my gosh.
Anything of it.
I love it.
I don't even know, like, what it is, really.
It's just, like, a bunch of kids singing, but, yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I just don't really like 3D.
So you wouldn't purchase the Apple TV?
Well, in 30 years, I'll probably have one, because everyone will have one. So
That's true.
I don't buy one, then I'm weird.
So what are you saying? Are you a sheep? You're a follower.
Yeah. I'm an Apple sheep. I'll buy whatever Apple gives me.
True, true.
I do have a MacBook, and I love it.
I know.
I'm totally a Mac person over a PC.
Definitely. I'm still learning the ropes of the Mac, but... slowly but surely getting there.
I've had mine for like 4 years. I don't know anything about it.
I feel like, don't they provide classes?
I think you can. You can probably take classes at the like Genius Bar or whatever.
Yeah. And poor Steve Jobs, man.
Aw.
So sad.
How old was he, like 50?
I don't know, but I saw his picture and he looked old, probably really? Because he was 60.
60?
55? 56? 50. 56.
Yeah.
My mom's holding up signs over there. I don't know. I don't know what she was saying.
He was in his 50s.
It just proves you that like cancer can get anyone.
Do you think it's going to affect the company? I don't know. Because he wasn't the CEO, though, when he died. Didn't he name someone else?
I have no idea. But that's what I was wondering. I was like, dang, who can replace Steve Jobs?
Exactly.
Those are some pretty big shoes to fill in.
Yeah, for real.
So, anyway, more importantly, Bank America is not going through with their $5 charge.
Thank God.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
No, because I bank with Bank of America.
Me too.
And like I have like my checking account and my debit card. We were talking about this in class today too. And pretty much, I guess what they were going to do is charge us $5 a month to use our own money.
Are you serious?
So.
Did not Warren Buffett just put in like a $5 billion something investment in there like a month ago? They really need more money.
I don't know. Exactly. Like that's really cheap of them. Like charging us to use our own money.
Well, they're not going through with it, so.
No, which is good. Really good. Because I'm mad. I was going to switch banks.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Well, my mom works there, so I don't think I'd really have a choice.
Yeah, you probably get perks from that.
And she tells me, I'm not going to bash Bank of America. Anywho, Kim Kardashian.
Oh, my God.
So I love how we're just randomly subject topic. I'm just kind of talking about whatever pops into my mind.
Yeah. How long was she married for? Like a year?
No.
Not even
like,
no?
Like... The wedding on E! Came on in October.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes. I remember it was like the Sunday premiere, the Kardashian wedding. They're considered, in Britain, they're considered American royalty. Can you believe that?
That's weird.
Can you believe that?
I don't even understand why they're famous. Is it because of their dad was like owned something? Or?
Well, we shall get into that. We'll get into that. In the next segment, because we're going to wrap it up for right now, but we'll get into those juicy details in a bit. So keep it right here. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it. And at a very young age, you're listening to Voice America Kids.
Game on! It's all about the latest and greatest video games. Game on! We'll talk about gameplay, level design, characters, storylines, game modes, and downloadable content.
Game on!
We'll review video games that cover every type of genre.
Game on!
If you're a role player, shooter, musician, fighter, racer, or just like games for the family, this is the show for you.
Game on!
We'll preview the hot new platforms, games, and more, including release dates and updates.
Game on!
Tune in weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids.
Game over. Game over.
Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
It's Kids and Cars. If you could get behind the wheel of your favorite hot car, where would you take it? Join your hosts, who are both car enthusiasts, as they take you inside, on the road, and past the pits with your favorite concept cars. This is your chance to burn rubber and leave the others behind in the dust. Tune in to Kids and Cars, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. If you miss the show, you might as well be stuck in the garage.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
This is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is the American Pulse. So we're back. I'm with Kelsey. We're just chatting about Kim Kardashian and her most recent publicity stunt, divorce after about 2 months of marriage. I'm not too sure. I'm really not, you know, studying the progression of Kim's marriage, but I just found out that she got a divorce. So what are your opinions on this? Do you think it was a publicity stunt, or do you really think they were in love and, you know, just maybe what? They found out it wasn't meant to be? I don't know.
Wasn't one of them pregnant? See, I don't pay attention to the Kardashians, but I think I saw her and her husband, like, in pictures or on the show once. I don't know. They're probably just, she probably just wanted to get married, like wear a dress and stuff and spend money.
Well, what I heard is, like, the Kardashians are serious, like, one of the biggest, like, businesses. Like, if you could invest in the Kardashians, like, as people, that would be such great profit. Do you know, like, each one of them worth, like, some $1 million?
Yeah.
You know? Just them as people.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And the thing is, they don't do, I don't want to talk bad about them. Let's just say their mother, their momager, has made them to become everything that they are. Their mom is, like, their producer, their manager, their business CEO, their marketer, their advertiser, everything. The mom does everything for them. Mm-hmm. And she even made her new husband, what's his name?
I don't know. It's like something weird.
Bruce.
Yeah.
Something.
I think it's Bruce.
Yeah. He's irrelevant. Anyway, but he was some famous Olympian, like, medalist back in the day, and now he's famous because of Kris Jenner, who's promoted him with all these advertisements. And the wedding, which apparently was $20 million. They spent $20 million on this wedding. And
now they're probably spending even more to get divorced.
Well, no, this is the thing. Like, this is, you can't say that they're stupid, because their tactics are ingenious. Like, they spent $20 million on the wedding, yet they made $14 million just strictly off profit from the publicity of,
yeah,
like, people.
Like selling the videos
to E! And all of that. And, like, all of their wedding gifts were, like, sponsorships of their of all of their lines, like Kim's clothing line, fragrances, you know, all of that. So basically,
they didn't even spend that much.
Basically, they spent $6 million on a $20 million wedding. And it's like, oh, they still spent $6 million. That's ridiculous.
That's nothing.
They're the Kardashians, okay? That's pocket change.
Yeah.
So seriously, like, as much as everyone hates them, or they don't hate them, but as much as everyone envies them, I give, Kris Jenner respect for having such great tactics on knowing how to run a business.
Turn a profit on your wedding.
Turn a profit on your family. Like, she has the show. They kill it, man.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. It's funny how people see them as royalty. But like I was saying, She became famous because of her, she was married to Ray J, like, 10 years ago.
Who's Ray J?
Ray J. If I had one wish.
Wait, Kim Kardashian was married to him?
I might be wrong. I might be just making this up. I was talking about it today with someone who's obsessed with Kardashians, and we were talking all about this. Something with a J and an A. Okay. I'm not too sure. I'm just going to put that out there. And, anyway, they were married, and they made a scandalous sex tape, which was leaked out, and that is what made her famous, her sex tape.
Wow.
And then it just escalated into this Kardashian royalty phenomenon.
Their dad, like, their original, like, their real dad wasn't, like, anyone important?
No, he was.
He was, right?
The O.J. Simpson he defended O.J. Simpson and let O.J. Simpson...
If this is how I was to kill my wife, this is how I would do it.
That book, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He was his lawyer.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, just filling you in on the Kardashian life, you know. Yeah. I'm so into it. No, it's funny because that's literally what I was talking about today in class. But anyway, enough of them. Moving on to bigger and better things. Lindsay Lohan, this is shocker, ladies and gentlemen. She is in jail for parole violation. I know, I know. Your jaws are all dropped. But, yep, she has 30 days in jail. Imagine that.
I wonder what she did, like what she violated. Probably drugs possession.
Yeah, yeah, probably. Most likely.
It just shows what child stars turn out to be.
Right? Majority what happened to Mary Kate and Ashley?
Well, one of them was, like, anorexic for a really long time. I guess they're doing decent now.
That's not... I mean, that's just, like, psychological issues.
She was probably using coke during that, too.
True. Very true. Well, Lady Gaga is doing something good for the society. She's created her own anti-bullying foundation. It's called the Born This Way Foundation because her song Born This Way is kind of like, you know, accept me for who I am. If I'm a man, dressed like a woman, whatever she is. I don't really know what she
there
is.
There were rumors when she first started to be famous that she was a man, but I don't think that's true anymore.
I know. But anyway, her Born This Way Foundation is to prevent bullying, and her ultimate goal is to make bullying illegal. I mean, I think that's a great idea. Like, good for her. She has all this money, and she might as well invest in – it's a nonprofit charity. But if she can make that happen, that would be great. And, I mean, there are definitely a lot of, like, laws that have to be enacted to, like, decipher what is constituted as bullying, which would go into more drama. But after one of her, like, crazed fan – not crazed, but – a fan that found much inspiration in Lady Gaga, Jamie Rodemeyer, he had killed himself, I guess, from bullying because of who he was as a person. And after she found this out, that's why what inspired her to create this foundation. So, you know what? Go, Lady Gaga. Good for you. Proud of you.
Go, Gaga.
Go, Gaga. My friend was Baby Gaga for Halloween.
Baby Gaga? What did that look like?
She had the bow, you know,
like the hair thing.
And she had a cute little dress on, and no one could really tell, but
didn't really get it.
It doesn't matter. And also, a NASCAR driver was now reported to, he was convicted for drug use, Jeremy Mayfield for being on meth. That just, it's kind of ironic, not ironic, but like, just imagine, he's probably on meth while he's, like...
driving the cars, yeah.
Yeah, going nuts.
That's crazy. Meth is hard. Isn't that, like, that's one of the worst, like, drugs you can do, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm told. So MTV tells me.
Yeah, for sure. But enough with celebrities. How's, what do you do at school? What are your extracurriculars?
I am in marching band and concert band, but right now it's marching season. So, which is actually over after homecoming. So
you're a band geek.
I am the band geek.
The yes. number one band geek?
I like to call myself head band geek.
Nice. Yeah. So what do you think makes you head band geek? Like,
well,
what?
Because I'm the drum major.
Oh, so what's, head band geek. What's the drum major?
A lot of, it actually makes me kind of mad. A lot of people, when I say I'm drum major, they're like, oh, you play drums. I'm like, no. No, not at all. It actually doesn't have anything to do with drums. You pretty much, you're just like the head of the band, and you like conduct the show and like run things pretty much.
So you like stand on the podium. You're the one with the sticks. And you're like, nah, 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 nah.
Well, no sticks, my hands.
Oh, okay.
But you know, same thing.
You guys are actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie. You guys are pretty on top of things. What's your theme for this year?
This year it's Willy Wonka, which I actually really like.
Nice.
It's like, Our band director, actually, Miss Clark, she wrote the music for the show.
Wow.
Like, she wrote it all. Obviously, she took it from the movie, the original movie, not the, like, recent one. But she, like, arranged everything herself, and it's really good.
So you guys play at every football game?
Mm-hmm. We do. It's our halftime show, every football game. Then we play stand music, too, but that's not as important.
But you guys, can't you not go to away games anymore?
Nope. My freshman and sophomore years, we went to away games. And away games are fun, too. But then I guess
public funding.
Last year something happened with funding and we had to pay for it ourselves. I guess we just didn't have it in the budget, like our budget. Like, a lot of people underestimate. To be in band, I think I paid $450 this year. It's like every year, it's band fees, $450.
Wow.
And then the color guard pays even more. They pay like $550.
For what?
Well, it goes towards, we pay for our buses to go to competitions.
Yeah.
We pay for clinicians who come in and help us. We have a guy who writes our drill for our show. We pay for food if we're, like, eating dinner before a game. We pay for our uniforms to be cleaned. We pay for
equipment. Or do you guys own, like, your own instruments?
Some people do, but no, they're mostly school-owned. I guess if they need to get fixed, like, stuff like that. And then the guard has to buy all their, like, flags, and they have, like, bags and stuff. So that's why theirs are more.
So. Well, that is sounds like a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
Well, I can definitely relate on being swamped with your senior year. Right now, this whole year, I'm senior class president, and our current project is Mr. Pompano. It's tomorrow night at 7. It's going to be absolutely hilarious. It's like a mock pageant of all of the, like, not all of the senior boys, but a few of the more, let's just say, popular ones.
Eccentric.
Yeah, they think they're popular.
I think they're hot.
It'll be so funny, though. The first round's like a swimsuit competition.
Oh, gosh. Are they wearing bikinis?
Oh, they're wearing Speedos. They're going all out. Yes. The rehearsal yesterday, I was like, can you guys please, like, put on your clothes? They're running around in their underwear. I'm like, I swear, if someone comes in, I'm going to get in so much trouble.
Oh, my God.
They're nuts. So it'll be a lot of fun. I'm really excited for it. Hopefully, we raise some money for that. We're charging $5 pre-sale and $7 at the door. I'm hoping to have, like, a full house.
Who are the judges?
We got three of our coolest teachers. We got my anatomy teacher, Dr. Sinkornrat, Dr. Melillo, and Mr. Wood, who was a former CIA agent. Dun, dun, dun. He's the coolest security guard around.
He's Secret Service. That's what
he was. I don't know if we should be talking about this on public radio.
Yeah, he was. I mean, like, he tells everyone.
That's true.
It's not like it's a national secret, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, I think we're going to wrap this segment up. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about 4 times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation. Our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
And we're back. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network. So, me and Chelsea,
Oh, my gosh. You did not just do that.
I'm sorry. I have a best friend named Chelsea.
Oh, yeah.
Chelsea. Wow, that was pretty bad.
That was
I'm sorry.
Pretty bad.
I owe you one. You get free admission to Mr. Pompano tomorrow.
I'll walk in. No.
Oh, wait. You're not even going. You have band.
I'll show up at, like, 8:15. I'm on the list.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah. I feel like college applications are a good topic to talk about. I feel like we're kind of avoiding the subject. Yeah. It's kind of like that like, dark harbing, like,
it's the really cloud. Big black elephant in the room. Yes. Of any senior, uh-huh. like, in high school right now.
You don't want to talk about it because it's just, like, such a burden.
Exactly. It's gotten to the point where people are just like, oh, college, and you're just like, it's a whole don't talk to me.
Speak of that word.
Yeah. But it's not like none of us want to go because, obviously, I and you and, like, everyone's really excited to leave high school. But it's just, like, such a long process, such a complicated process. It's really stressful.
But I'm kind of stoked because November 1st just passed, and I got in all my applications. I have applied to, well, all of the ones that are really important to me. I got in UF. That's my number one in Florida. Go Gators. FSU. And I just applied to Georgetown. I'm really pursuing my dreams on that one. I've been going there since I was a freshman, like, visiting my cousin, and she's one of my, like, my biggest inspirations, and she went there, and ever since then, I visited, it's, like, one of those places where you look at it, and you're, like, there, and you just, like, this is home.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like that's what people should look for in a college.
Exactly, and, like, in my college essay, I wrote how I've visited there at least 4 times, like, I went there my freshman year, and then my sophomore year, I went to Spain to visit my cousin studying abroad. Mm-hmm. And, like, if it wasn't for Georgetown, who, like, put my cousin abroad, I would have never left the country.
Oh, that's so interesting. Your cousin went to – what part of Spain was she in?
She went to Madrid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So now she's fluent in Spanish, Italian, and English.
Yeah. My best friend's, like – she's, like, 2 years older than me, and she's actually in Spain right now. She's in Bilbao, which is, like, northern Spain. And she goes to UF. So
oh, okay.
she's doing study abroad for, like, 2 semesters the whole year.
No way.
So, yeah, that's so cool that your cousin was in Spain.
What is she studying there?
She's taking, like, Spanish classes. I think she's minoring in Spanish. Uh-huh. But she's also, I think she's doing, like, business mm-hmm. and, like, some other
Yeah, it's really important like to that. Know 2 languages and yeah. know other cultures because it was such a life-changing experience going to Spain and mm-hmm. just experiencing that culture. It was hard for me to even adapt eating at 10 p.m. and, like, trying to just maneuver my way around, like, puedo ir al baño? Like, can I go to the bathroom?
That's all I learned in Spanish class. Puedo ir al baño? Because every time you ask her to go to the bathroom, if you say it in English, you're not going to the bathroom.
Exactly. So then I went to Spain with her, and then I just visited for her graduation. I had so much fun. And I really just want to go there because of the student-to-faculty ratio is, like, really small. And the place looks like a castle.
Yeah.
And in the heart of D.C.
Exactly.
Especially, I'm just, like, I love the hustle and bustle. I love knowing about politics and what's going on, especially when you're surrounded by it. There's so many opportunities to get internships. People get internships in the White House, you know? Yeah. And my cousin, she was a top 10% of her Georgetown class. She's a genius. And she got a job straight out of college with National Geographic.
Dang.
She's only 23 years old, and she just got a promotion. And she just got back from France, the little brat. Went to the International Film Festival.
Wow.
And, like, that's her job. That's at 23 years old. It's just, it's amazing. And I really, like, I have big hopes for the future. So where do you plan on going to college?
I'm applying. I'm still in the process. I actually haven't sent in any yet, but I'm applying to, like, 8 out of state schools because, and I tell people, like, I'm not applying anywhere in Florida, and mm-hmm. I tell people that and they flip out because they're just like, no.
Yeah.
But, I just really don't like Florida. It's really hot and I don't really do heat that well. Mm-hmm. I really like snow. You know, it's pretty and it's cold. So I'm trying to, like, leave the South. I applied to Tulane, Emory, UPenn, Vanderbilt, and some other places.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a difficult time.
It is.
It's so, like so much anxiety to find out.
No one knows what we're going through.
No, they do.
Everyone goes through it one year in their life.
But you got to realize wherever you end up is where you're meant to be.
Yeah.
If you don't get into your dream school, you can't go and cry about it because it's just not where you're supposed to be at. It's not the circle of your life.
What I figure is that like the schools know like who does well there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you don't get into a school, like obviously you're not meant to be there.
Yeah, you're not. You're going to be killing yourself with workload or whatever.
Exactly.
Wherever you go, you're going to love it and you'll have fun.
Exactly.
And hopefully you will find your paradise, which ironically coincides with the song that I'm about to play. It's off Coldplay's new album. I'm obsessed with Coldplay. This song is called Paradise. It is an amazing song, and you guys should all check out the YouTube video. It's pretty awesome as well. But I'm your host, Alexa J. Thanks for listening. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is the American Pulse. See you next time.
In the night, the stormy night, away she flies.
you for listening to American Pulse. Please join us again next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids. What can you do to make a difference before our next show?